Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
This is Fox Sports Radio's The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker out. Aaron Torres, Martin Weiss in for them. By the way, Martin, every co-host I've had this week, I've kind of publicly admitted, you know, I have a lot more in common with Rob Parker than I realized.
Listen, it's one of those things that it's scary because, you know, you look around like, who am I agreeing with? And you see it's Rob and you see how vehement it is. And it's like, damn.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about like LeBron James takes. I'm talking about, first of all, no kids. The intro, I'm talking about the intro. So no kids. It claims in the intro that he went to an Ivy League school, which he did for graduate school. What a lot of people don't know is he went to Southern Connecticut for his undergrad. He's an owl. I went to UConn. It's basically the same thing, public school in Connecticut. And I've been known to throw a little money at the poll sometimes. Not quite like Rob Parker does. I've said it a few times this week that I'm more of a Rob is a put people through school kind of guy. I'm more of like a few swipes on the dining card kind of guy, you know. But yeah, there, some people are ready to admit that they're throw money at the poll kind of guys. Some guys are not. So I don't know if
you know, I'll be honest. I have no problem with strip clubs, and I came of age in Detroit, which is one of the biggest strip club cities in America.
Sure.
Not my thing.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not my thing.
It's not really my thing either, but neither is seating at the pew, and I guess I would say if it was between one or the other, it would be the second one. I also don't mean to disparage anybody, but...
Well, if you ask me how many strip clubs versus churches I've been to in the last 5 years...
Yes, okay, go ahead.
You know, I would go to church on Ash Wednesday.
Okay.
So the strip clubs are vastly outnumbered.
Yes, and that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I'm not there on a Tuesday, March 11th or anything like that, but anyway, this is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Let's get back.
Where were you Tuesday, March 11th?
I was probably watching college basketball. Actually, I think that was March 11th was the day the season got canceled about 2 years ago, but I don't want to talk about that. We're not here to talk. We're like Mark McGwire. We're not here to talk about the past. Let's talk about Travis Kelce had some interesting things to say on the Rich Eisen show today. Basically, he was talking about Patrick Mahomes and Obviously, Patrick Mahomes has become an icon in a very short amount of time. But one thing that Patrick Mahomes had working for him, he came into a good organization that was consistently making the playoffs. And he was obviously the guy that put a good organization over the top, was able to sit that first year until then week 17, which was, of course, the last week of the season back in the day. Now it'll be week 18. But Travis Kelce was asked about Patrick Mahomes on Rich Eisen's show today. And he said this: "I'm a little biased in who Patrick Mahomes is. I think I saw it from the get-go, his determination, his ability to see coverages, all of that. So I'm a little biased when I say I don't think that he needed that year to sit out, but I do think it helped him be ready for the next season more than anything, without a doubt." So basically, Travis Kelce essentially said Patrick Mahomes could have come in, started right away, and been as good as he is right now. He did not need that extra year. I think this topic is fascinating, in my opinion, because we have five rookie quarterbacks, and all of them essentially have like a slightly different deal. We kind of opened the show talking Mac Jones versus Cam Newton, but Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson are going to get thrown into the fire no matter what. I think we all kind of understand that Justin Fields and Mac Jones and Trey Lance are going to get their opportunities, but have veterans behind them. Where are you at with the idea of a rookie quarterback sitting out? Because I'm of the belief, I understand if you're the Jets, the Jags, you gotta play the guy, but I think it's so valuable for a Lamar Jackson, for a Patrick Mahomes, obviously Aaron Rodgers 10, 12, 15 years ago, to get that year or two behind the starting quarterback just to get comfortable in the NFL.
You know what's weird? As I'm sitting, because you just said the Jets and the Jaguars, they gotta play the guy. And that's kind of the common idea, right? Your team is terrible. Why?
Thank you.
Why?
But go ahead.
Because if we're sitting, the whole setup behind this is Patrick Mahomes drafted into a stable organization in Kansas City, one that hadn't necessarily had Super Bowl success, but had Andy Reid, you know, leading the charge. Eric Bieniemy. You got real adults in the coach's office, right? You got real adults in the GM office. Like, they're really doing things here. They're not playing games. And Patrick Mahomes sits and, you know, ends up being, you know, the best player in football to this day, right? And sure, maybe Patrick Mahomes shouldn't have not started any games except for what, week 17 in that year. Maybe, but I think to say he should have started week 1 is a bit much as well. Like, probably somewhere between week 7, week 8. And Nick Wright was making the point earlier this week that, you know, they're saying had he had started, they might have had another Super Bowl, right? But that's because Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
Okay, that's because, you know, Andrew Luck was Andrew Luck, right? Yes. That's, you know, but then you also have like the RG3, where, you know, you run a guy out there and he gets hurt. Okay, and obviously Washington.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's a better example because Washington was in the playoffs at the time. Joe Burrow is a better example where you have this incredible talent and it's walked off the best college football season by some estimations. Like, I still give it to Cam, but a lot of people were saying that Joe Burrow was that guy. Had the best year that you'd ever seen in college football. Goes in, blows his knee out, and now you're wondering if you still got the same guy.
So I'm with you 100%, and it's one of those, I get the concept of now Russell Wilson changed the game. You got to win when a guy's on his rookie contract so that you can build it up with veterans. But you got a great point right there. What veterans are on Jacksonville that you're saving all this money on? You know, you're saving all the money on the rookie contract with Trevor Lawrence, so you signed all these veterans. It doesn't exist. The Jets, I know they made some moves in the offseason, a couple guys, you know, wide receivers, stuff like that. I am actually with you on this. This is one where, you know, history is doomed. What do they say? Those who don't learn from history, doomed to repeat it. Look at the Jets. You just got rid of Sam Darnold because you threw him into the fire as a rookie. He wasn't ready. Frankly, I thought he was overdrafted. I mean, he was worse his second year at USC than his first year. Wasn't ready. And his career might be over. It might never be the same. Dwayne Haskins, Bucky Brooks and I were talking about him yesterday. That's just a guy that's just, he's immature. And now that he's in the right setting, learning behind Ben Roethlisberger, he has a chance to have long-term success. Jameis Winston, sitting behind Drew Brees, looked awesome. And so I'm not saying, every situation is different, but I don't understand this. We're on a rookie count. You got to do it now. It's like, no. Is it about what's best for the organization? Because what was best for the Kansas City Chiefs, probably in that moment, in whatever it was, 2017, was not to play Alex Smith. But it's worked out so well in the long term. It's worked out so well in Baltimore to have had Lamar Jackson get some backup reps before he was the starter. Why? And I'm with you. Why can't Andy Dalton start 12, 13, 14 games? I understand The Bears is a little bit different. I get that Matt Nagy's on the hot seat, but so let's not use the Bears. Why can't Zach Wilson, Robert Saleh's the new head coach. Why can't you put somebody else out there, get beat up for 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks, let Zach Wilson learn instead of letting Zach Wilson learn on the job and potentially get beat up by himself, beat up himself like Joe Burrow? I don't understand why this has to be a thing, but it is. I don't get it.
I'd say instead of the question is, do you have to start a first-round quarterback week one, day one? Not necessarily, but I think what you have to do is you have to have a plan. Right. So, like, what gives me concern, I should say I'm less concerned about the Jets because, and for whatever reason, we just accepted it when they said they were taking Zach Wilson
second.
We were just good with it. As a collective football fandom and football media, we were just like, okay, cool. Zach Wilson's going number second. So the real question is, who's going third? Is it Mac? Is it Trey? You know,
I'm so with you.
But it's like, we just accepted that Zach Wilson was going to be the second overall pick. And since we just accepted it and as fact, and apparently the Jets, since they have such a stellar front office,
that's
have never made
saying,
any
man.
Mistakes, right? We're just, Zach Wilson's just going to be that guy. But they had a plan. They knew the day that they took him, the day they told everybody that they took him, that's the guy walking in day one. Urban Meyer saying you're having a quarterback competition between Gardner Minshew and Trevor Lawrence to me sounds silly.
Sure.
Right? Like Jimmy Garoppolo walks in with the biggest smile on his face talking about, yeah, I think we know who's going to be the starter here or whatever. You know, it's like Kyle Shanahan played a little closer to the vest, but shocking if Trey Lance is starting week one, right? Andy Dalton, this is my team.
Yeah.
Like, we have, like, everybody's got a plan here, right?
Sure.
It's like, as long as you have a plan, that's why Urban Meyer and his quarterback competition and the idea of, like, the back and forth are like the Arizona Cardinals with Josh Rosen. It was clear they did not have a plan for his success.
No, I'm with you. And first of all, that Zach Wilson thing has been like my hottest take for the last 6 months. Is Arnie Spanier and I hosted 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And if you remember last year, there was no Pac-12 football until November. So the only games that were on during our time slot were BYU every single week. And I've always said I never saw Zach Wilson and thought that is the definitive second best player in college football behind Trevor Lawrence. And I never understood the hype in the lead up to the draft. And so I'm with you. I just, you know, and to me, I think I understand every organization is different. Again, the Bears, we know that if that coaching staff doesn't win this year, they're going to be out. Because of it, they're going to force Justin Fields in, whether it's what's best for Justin Fields or not. But you look at the San Francisco 49ers. I guess if you, in theory, if you want to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, whatever. But if Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are planning on being there for a while, what's the worst? Is it that awful if, God forbid, Trey Lance doesn't play this year? But we'll see. I just, you know, I thought the comments were interesting because the guys that do sit generally work out. Then the guys that don't sit, we have some success stories.
Well, I'm about to say, there's some guys that didn't sit that worked out.
There are, but think about all the ones that didn't. Sam Darnold, Dwayne, this just in recent years, Sam Darnold, Dwayne Haskins, you know, Daniel Jones does not look like the guy with the Giants, excuse me. You go on and on and on and on down the list, and it's just like, I just don't understand this idea where, like you said, football coaches plan out everything. You know, these guys know what they're going to eat for lunch 8 years down the road. Like, they're so detail-oriented, so focused, but we're just going to throw out a 19, 20-year-old that has 11 college starts. Mitch Trubisky's another example. I just don't get it. I don't.
And I also think really what happens, too, you get just guys who are just mis-evaluated. Like Mitch Trubisky being the number one overall pick in the draft in which Deshaun Watson was eligible to be drafted.
That was
like
the Patrick Mahomes draft, too.
But even still, I get that it's Patrick Mahomes, but I did not know that Patrick Mahomes was going to be Patrick Mahomes. I don't imagine that. At least the 11 other teams that were before him or the 10 other teams did.
Deshaun Watson was pretty good.
But Deshaun Watson was Michael Jordan of college football, according to Dabo Sweeney, before when he was coming out. Like, for him not to be the consensus number one overall pick, to me, was just a complete and total malpractice. And I think, you know, obviously he didn't sit. It worked. No, he did. But actually, I think he did sit. Now,
Deshaun Watson,
it.
I think he did sit. For
he
a little
did
bit.
Sit. But
yeah.
But a guy who,
yeah, there are
probably
guys,
didn't
I mean,
need to.
Russell Wilson's a guy that basically played right away. Remember, they signed Matt Flynn that offseason, expecting him to be the starter, and Russell Wilson won the job. Dak Prescott was forced into action as a rookie, but was really good. So there are plenty of guys, but I just think, you know, this is a billion-dollar enterprise. You know, you're going to, at some point, like, I don't know, man. I just think that when I look at everything, what Travis Kelce said today was so interesting, not because Patrick Mahomes didn't need to sit, not really surprised by that, just the idea that so many, like you said to lead the segment, everybody says, well, you just have to play him. Why do you have to play him? Just sit him. Let Zach Wilson get 10 weeks before you throw him into the fire. Things like that. This is Fox Sports Radio. I'm Aaron Torres. Martin Weiss joining me on a funky flashback Friday on The Odd Couple. Coming up, we go back to college where one coach, I don't even want to say it's the hot seat. He's like beyond the hot seat. We used to do the hot seat here on Odd Couple. We'll put one coach on the hot seat, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple. Rob and Chris are out. Aaron Torres, Martin Weiss filling in for the guys. Do you think it's okay to drive stone? The truth is your reaction time slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI, paid for by NHTSA. This is The Odd Couple. As I said, Aaron Torres, Martin Weiss in for Chris and Rob. Week zero of college football is here. Martin Weiss, you getting up first thing in the morning to watch Nebraska, Illinois, and my UConn Huskies play Fresno State?
You know, I will. I'll tune in for a little bit because that's not the crack of dawn for me. My normal life, I normally am getting up at like, I get up around 4 o'clock every morning already. So sleeping in, you know, 4 o'clock Pacific time, so sleeping until 10 Pacific time is not going to be that tough.
Yes, and by the way, that's 1 p.m. Eastern, so it really isn't that early. But yeah, the kickoff of the season is tomorrow, Nebraska, Illinois. That's the only kind of pseudo marquee game to this weekend. But there is something within that conference that I want to get to, and that's this, is the ever-evolving drama slash soap opera that is Michigan football. And for people who don't know, you are a Michigan alum. You spent 4 years there.
I spent five. It's okay.
I wasn't going to assume anything, but it's okay. I spent 4.5 at UConn. UConn plays, by the way, tomorrow. No big deal. Fresno State. 2 p.m. Eastern time. But I bring all this up because I had a thought driving in, and I wanted your... I already know where you are on this, but I feel like this is finally the year where we've all just given up on Jim Harbaugh. And I was a defender longer than most. And I want to preface this by saying this. They went 5-7 the year before he got there. First 4 years, 10-3, 10-3, 8-5, 10-3. But it was clear that they were still light years away from Ohio State for the most part, especially towards the back end. There was the year in 2016 where they should have beaten Ohio State. That fourth down, I'm still believe that Michigan should have...
Everybody talks about the fourth down. You could have made the tackle on first down the next play. That's all I got to say.
Okay, fair enough. The point is that I held on to the Jim Harbaugh thing as long as I could. Maybe not that he was going to win a national championship in Michigan, but the idea that it was still better than it had been before he got there, and that they were still, they might not beat Ohio State, but they're going to be the second best program in the Big Ten, and they're still going to win 10 games, and maybe they just won't get over Ohio State. 9-4 in 2019, 2-4 last year. In 2019, they actually entered the year ranked number 7 in the country. Last year, they went 16. This year, not ranked. And so I bring it up because I just feel like this is finally the time where everyone has officially given up on Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. This guy came in with so much hype, a few years removed from being a player, two away from winning the Super Bowl, 3 straight NFC championship games, was going to take over college football. And here we are, this is year 6, and it's pretty clear, year 7, excuse me, and it's pretty clear that he's not the guy.
I mean, for me, like we were talking to Joshua Perry earlier, who was 4-0 against Michigan as an Ohio State Buckeye. I realized that Michigan was playing a different sport when they had JT went from Braxton Miller to JT Barrett to Cardale, I'm not here to play school Jones.
Sure.
In the span of, and they went from Barrett to Jones in the span of 2 weeks. And the biggest, if memory serves, the first college football playoff, the first time,
yes.
It was like the first time this thing ever existed. And they're throwing out 18-year-old kids and they're just balling out of control. And it's, they had 3 quarterbacks on the active roster who were better than anybody that Michigan had at that point in time. Right,
and more sense, like, but continue.
Right, I mean, I didn't want to just say it out
shout
loud.
Shout out Shea Patterson, but yeah.
Before, like, you know, because, you know, the Michigan faithful will find you and let you know about that one guy you forgot, right? But
not since Harbaugh's been there. And that's been the crazy part is this was the QB guru, recruited Andrew Luck, won some games with Andrew Luck, goes to the league, wins games with Alex Smith when everyone left him for dead, brings in Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick balls out under him and Greg Roman. And it just hasn't worked. Why do you think, you follow Michigan probably more closely than anybody, why do you think it hasn't worked for him at Michigan?
You know, to be able to point at something in particular, I don't know specifically. I know the whole athletic department in general, the whole way that Michigan football runs, it runs like a government, like it's glacially slow. Right, you know, it runs like it runs like you get appointed positions and it's yours forever, and it's just like that. The way it doesn't, I don't feel like there's the same level of a pressure like Nick Saban has on his coaching staff where, like, you know, Nick Saban will fire his offensive coordinator in between the end of the season and the bowl game if he thinks he's not paying enough attention.
A day before the national championship game or 3 days?
Like, I don't think that this is the same level, and I'm not – maybe that's not successful or attainable to try to do across the league. Maybe that's like a Patriot Way type of deal in Alabama. But I don't feel like there's the same level of pressure or even attention paid to detail. Like, he hired Josh Gattis after a phone call.
Yes.
And this is not in the pandemic where we're looking through each other on Zoom. Jim Harbaugh, known to go out to have sleepovers at recruits' homes, not afraid to get on a plane. Okay? Not afraid to go and meet somebody where they're at. He hired Josh Gattis, the offensive coordinator, who Josh Perry, again, Big Ten Network analyst, says, we don't know if he's running Jim Harbaugh's offense or if he's running Josh Gattis' offense. This guy was hired after a phone call.
Well, and that's why, like, to me, the first of all, yes, that it's clearly weird. There's clearly something going on. I also think it's worth noting, to your point about the idea that the school just isn't as committed to winning as Ohio. Like, is that fair to say? Would you say?
I think Michigan would like to win, but Michigan is not dedicated to winning. Like, I think if you asked Ohio State football player right now today how many days there were until the Michigan game, he would know down to the second.
Well, I want to jump in two things. One, yesterday Bucky Brooks was saying Urban Meyer, who obviously came from Ohio State, the number one thing Urban Meyer is trying to do is change the culture, not only in the locker room, but in the organization, in the fact that Urban Meyer wants to have the best weight room in the NFL. He wants to have the best training table in the NFL, because his argument is, if I give these guys the best, then I can demand the best out of them, which again is a little bit collegiate, but it's the Ohio State mindset of, you're going to, what is the old thing Urban Meyer used to do? I think it was, if you win, you have steak and lobster, and if you lose, you get like cold hot dogs or something
but
like that.
It's the idea that there's an intense pressure and to succeed.
Well, and I bring all this up because I just Googled, out of curiosity, the Michigan assistant coaching salaries.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, the pool for total salary,
it's the GDP of a small country.
Well, no. It went down in 2021. Last year, it was $6.27 million was paid to the entire staff outside of Harbaugh in 2020. 2021, it's down to $5.4 million. I know it's a pandemic. I know you're coming off a 2-4 year. Do you think Ohio State's salary pool went down for its assistant coaches?
No, but this is honestly, this is, and I know that Paul Feinbaum was getting a lot of credit, or a lot of heat, rather, for saying this might be Michigan's last year about the split from Harbaugh, but this is the first year that they've done anything like this. Beforehand, my experience with Michigan football, born and raised in Louisiana, watched the SEC do things, right? I saw LSU national title, I saw Florida national titles. In fact, when I met Urban Meyer and I told him, you know, we've been on separate teams my whole life, all he said was, we had great battles in the swamp in Death Valley. Didn't mention Michigan not one time in our brief but memorable for me conversation. But
you know, he's probably telling that same story around the Jaguars facility right now. Yeah, when I met Martin Weiss at Fox, let me tell you about that. That was a great day.
That's why the players are complaining so much.
Like,
who is this guy? Why haven't we brought him in?
You talk about collegial. Who's this Martin Weiss guy they keep talking about? But continue the story. Go ahead.
But no, I really do think that at a school like Ohio State, a school like Clemson, and a school like Alabama, you see a different level of commitment to winning. And I think that Michigan, what happened with Rich Rodriguez kind of set them back, because that was a team, I get that was after the App State loss. That team then lost to Oregon, ran off a whole bunch of wins in a row, and then beat Tim Tebow, which we have said oddly a lot, referencing his college career today, but beat Tim Tebow in the bowl game. That was what Rich Rodriguez was being handed. Now, they didn't give him the organizational support. John U. Bacon has written tons of books about how they just let Rich Rodriguez pretty much die on the vine. And they opened the door for Jim Harbaugh and gave him everything that he could possibly want, gave him everything that he could possibly need. And they haven't gotten any better as a team since year one.
This is Fox Sports Radio. Martin Weiss coming in hot. Fox Sports Radio is the Odd Couple. Rob and Chris are out. Aaron Torres, Martin Weiss are in. Coming up, one of the voices of college football for Fox Sports, Tim Brando, will join us.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Thank you, Steve Sager. This is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Martin Weiss and Aaron Torres in this evening. We are efforting Tim Brando. He should be here any moment. Martin, outside of you know, your Michigan fandom and frustration. Like, what has you excited about this college football season? Because I think it is, I know those three teams are elite at the top, but with all three breaking in new quarterbacks, C.J. Stroud at Ohio State, Clemson with DJ, Alabama with Bryce Young, it feels like the door's a little bit open. What has you excited about this season?
First off, I don't think the door is open. But I do. I think I like to see North Carolina.
Okay.
I think they Sam Howell to me was one of the better quarterbacks last year. I would have liked this and where would have gotten drafted this year if he had come out and been able to come out. But I like to see North Carolina because I think Sam Howell is going to ball.
Well, let's discuss North Carolina and much more. Tim Brando, Fox Sports Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Tim Brando. Tim, you're joining Aaron Torres and Martin Weiss. How you doing?
Wonderful, Aaron. Martin, good to be with both of you.
Well, Tim, thank you for joining us. First thing, I just asked Martin this, and you know I love college football as much as anybody. I think with the new quarterbacks at all three of those marquee programs, it makes this such a fascinating season. What has you, I know nobody loves this sport more than you, Tim, what has you so what has you most excited about this season?
Seeing Texas and Oklahoma play on the road in the Big 12.
Sure.
I mean, it's already the biggest game on anyone's schedule in the Big 12. Now you add the, as we say in our part of the country, piss and vinegar that comes with the story that you know rocked all of college basketball, college football about a month and a half ago. I'd say that we got a little something to work with. I opened with Louisiana. The Raging Cajuns, a 10-1 team that returns literally everyone, and they open in Austin a week from tomorrow. That is a losable game for Sarkisian, a very losable game. And Tom Herman, I should mention that Tom Herman lost his first game to Maryland when he took over for Charlie Strong. Can you imagine if the Raging Cajuns, you know, have a similar outing to the one they had at Iowa State last year, and they happened to pull that off. And, you know, Texas is, you know, they've got a lot of money, but they don't have a lot of brawn right now. I mean, they're not even third best in their own league before they go to the SEC. So any game involving those two on the road in the Big 12, oh, baby, that's going to be fun.
Man, I tell you what, as a kid who grew up in New Orleans, if the school that I knew as Louisiana Lafayette goes to and beats Texas – that would be insanity. That would be
well. I'm going to tell you. I think it's a pick'em game. I don't care what Vegas says. Louisiana is a better football team right now.
Well,
they are,
buddy. Listen,
Billy Napier, the head coach, turned down two SEC jobs because of the talent he's got returning. Now, you know, you can say all you want about hyping schools and directional schools and Sun Belt schools. These guys put their jock straps on just like everybody else. And Texas has been running Club Med down there in Austin through four coaches since they let Mac Brown go, and it's not worked. So I'm not going to be shocked at all if Louisiana wins that game.
You tell me it's a pick 'em game, I could bet on a team from the crib, from the boot. I'm definitely going to take that one. But
I'd say take, you know, look, I'm not one of those guys that says he can't pick a game because he's calling the game.
Right.
I want to say Texas, last I looked, is maybe a 8 to 10 point favorite. You guys can tell me, I don't have it in front of me right now, but look, if you look at the rankings right now, I think there's only like two spots between them, in the AP and in the coaches poll. So I'm not the only one that thinks that the Cajuns can come in there and rattle a few chains next week.
Look, sticking in Louisiana, you had LSU had one of the best college football seasons of all time 2 seasons ago, and then kind of got off to a rough start, didn't have the year that Ed Orgeron and them were expecting. What do you expect from LSU and like their ability to compete in the SEC this year going forward?
Well, they're a little bit like the Dow Jones, you know, in terms of what happened in 19 and then last year. But I'm one of those that believes the COVID season is a one-off year. Don't allow what happened last year to impact you too much when projecting what's going to happen in 21. They had a hell of a recruiting year. More importantly, Ed Orgeron recognized the mistakes that he made in his coordinator decisions, and he's fixed the problem. You know, he's got a Joe Brady protege that's coming in to run his offense. He's got in Johnson, the left-handed second-year quarterback that came in last season, won at the Swamp. He's got an athletic, dual-threat quarterback, and he's got outstanding receivers. I think the big key for LSU, we'll find this out against UCLA next week in the game at the Rose Bowl, will they have a running game, you know, that can get where they were when Burrow had Clyde Edwards-Helaire? You know, if they have that really solid run game, and they got young people back there, all highly touted, but we haven't seen them yet. If they've got a run game to match their passing game, I believe their defense is going to be a lot better. I see a huge turnaround for them. I see them winning 10 games. But this is a dangerous game with UCLA. They return 9 starters on offense, and you know what Chip Kelly can be like if you're not ready. You know, and a year ago, LSU lined up against the mad scientist at home against Mike Leach, and you know, KJ Costello looked like Joe Montana and lit him up. So this is a dangerous game for LSU. You know, it's a very dangerous game. They got to get past it. And if they do, they're better at every position on the field than UCLA. If they win that game convincingly, I think you're looking at a team that could really contend in the West. And I'm talking about contending with A&M against Alabama. The SEC West is absolutely loaded for bear this year.
Tim Brando, Fox Sports Radio, college football broadcaster, joining us. Tim, you know, one thing you and I have talked about for years, and I think you were way ahead of this than most people, is the idea that basically Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, maybe one or two other programs, was really pulling away from the pack. You know, I think you call them the college football cartel at the top there. How nice.
The pure playoff privilege.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So, I know that the West Virginia president said today, oh, we're not expanding this playoff. The expanded playoff is coming. How excited are you for the next iteration of the playoff where we might get more teams in? It will be a more traditional playoff where the group of five has access, well, things like that.
Well, let me tell you where E. Gordon Gee was coming from, all right? That wasn't that he's against the playoff expansion. That was a shot across the bow at the SEC for its covert action in getting Oklahoma and Texas the way they did, all right? Perception outside the SEC footprint is that it was an underhanded, unethical maneuver by the commissioner of the SEC. Rightly or wrongly, okay, that's the perception. You know, Texas and Oklahoma wanted in the league. Greg Sankey may have only just taken the phone call, but the way it was handled, particularly since Sankey and Bob Bowlsby and Craig Thompson, were the core guys involved in the two-year plan that was put together to draft 12 teams as the future for the college football playoff. But all the while, Sankey and Texas and OU were in constant conversation. So that underhanded, or at least alleged underhanded maneuver, you know, has everybody outside the SEC pissed off. So the bottom line is what they're saying, and Gee was speaking out loud, I think, because he's prone to do that. He's always been a quote monster, a real ink blotter, that guy, no matter where he's been the president, whether it was at Ohio State or wherever. He was just speaking from inside the smoke-filled rooms. We're not going to see this expansion, Aaron, until the realignment comes to an end. And that means, okay, and that's why you saw this alliance, which was more PR than anything else. You know, no specifics, no contract, no timeline. But you know what? It's a voting block. It's a voting block for all three of those leagues to say to the SEC, you know what, you can bring in your brand names all you want. But guess what? Right. We're not going to expand this thing to 12 until we get everybody worked out here. And I think what's happening right now with the Big 12, the published reports today about the contact being made with BYU, I think that's happening. I think the next contact will be to Boise State. I think the potential of some American Athletic teams, whether it's Houston, UCF, or possibly Memphis,
right?
That coalition could be coming about too. We're not going to see moving to 12 until we see the realignment situation in college football begin to take care of itself. Gee wants... and everybody wants to go to 12. That's not the issue. The issue is making sure that there's some stability in what's transpiring with college football realignment before that happens. And Aaron, this is about television rights, okay? It's about our business and the television rights that are up. The Big East, the Big Ten is up first. Their rights will be the first to be negotiated. The Pac-12 and the ACC want to make their broadcasts more palatable and profitable. And the best way to do that, if you're not expanding with brand names like Oklahoma and Texas, is to strike an accord to get better intersectional games that everybody wants to watch. And that's what the Big Ten and Pac-12 are going to do. We're going to see more games like Oregon, Ohio State take place to juice up that television package so they can compete with the mighty SEC, who clearly put itself in the position of being the strongest for the foreseeable future when they brought in Texas and OU. That's what that's really all about.
He is Tim Brando, Fox Sports college football broadcaster. You can hear him next week in Austin for Louisiana versus Texas. Follow him on Twitter at Tim Brando. Tim, we appreciate the time, my man. Thank you.
Great to be with both of you. Anytime. Martin,
appreciate you, Tim.
You got it.
Hey, you Louisiana opened 16.5, plus 16.5 right now, plus 9.5. Tim Brando says it's a pick'em.
I have a story about that I will share during the commercial break because it's not for radio. But this is Fox Sports Radio. Aaron Torres, Martin Weiss. This is The Odd Couple. Coming up, what's my beef? You won't believe what everyone's fired up about today. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got a pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker are out. Aaron Torres and Martin Weiss are in. Even though Rob and Chris are out, though, we still know that Rob is fired up about something. It's time to play What's My Beef?
Here's my beef. It's sponsored by MLB Bro, because you need to know.
What up? It's Rob Parker on a Friday, and here's my beef. Why do people keep falling for the combo meal deal? It's a ripoff, especially because it includes an overpriced drink. Get your pizza from one place and your drink from another if the drink is cheaper. It makes more sense. Trust me, a dollar Diet Coke from McDonald's goes with any meal at the mall. I'm Rob Parker, and that's my beef.
It's sponsored by MLB Bro, because you need to know.
Okay, so I have a thought on this. So have you ever heard the story about, so Steve Jobs, like he used to pick out his outfit every day so that he didn't have to think when he woke up. For people who don't know, he picked out his outfit. He wore the same thing every day so he didn't have to waste brain cells thinking about what am I going to wear when he wakes up in the morning. Rob Parker is the exact opposite. He is the guy that spends so much time finagling to save 45 cents where it's like he could get so – imagine how many more radio shows that he could be doing and how many more podcasts he could be doing if he wasn't always trying to run around to find the best possible deal. It's Don Brown. Enough with the Kawhi, okay? I'm serious here. Go ahead, Bart.
For me, it's the idea I just overpaid for a drink because I got it out of the vending machine. You pay more at the restaurant. Now, if he was really committed to the bit, what he would do is go to the local grocer.
Yes,
grocer,
correct.
And get a 12-pack of his Diet Coke. Because what are you doing spending a whole dollar on a Diet Coke from McDonald's, Rob Parker?
There you go.
I mean, come on. You're not even living in your own. There's too much cap in your rap. And everybody under the age of 32 will understand what I just said.
Well, and you know, here's the problem is that, you know, he's Mr. No Kids. He has too much time on his head. I don't even know what's going on. Rob Guerra, I don't know if you want to chime in here, but this man, I don't know what to say about this guy. He's out of control.
Well, let me just say this about Rob Parker. Rob Parker will, on one hand, boycott the El Pollo Loco across the street because they raised the price of the drinks by 40 cents, while simultaneously spending $5,000 on a canvas backpack.
I'll say, I don't have a problem with spending money on things that you want versus not on things that you don't. But sometimes you're paying for the convenience of the idea that it's across the street. Right?
Cause yes.
All right, Rob, let's really do this. How much gas are you spending to go from one place to get your pizza and another place to get your Coke? Because it probably all coming out in the wash.
And how much mental energy are you spending? That's my point, is like, at a certain point, I don't want to have to calculate in my head, well, if I go a quarter of a mile that way, I'll save 45 cents, but if I go a third of a mile, I'll save 48 cents, and where's the difference? And what? It's like, sometimes I just, you know, like, I just want to spend $8 on a beer. It's not the end of the world. Yes, to Martin Weiss's point, I could get a six pack at the grocery store for $9.99. But sometimes I just want to go sit down and have a beer and not think about it and not try to calculate every dollar and cents.
Well, so that's also a different conversation, because if you get a six pack of beer, six pack of soda, that's different than getting it off the tap or off the fountain drink. It just tastes different.
Tastes different. I will say this: fries completely overrated as a combo item. I feel like that's why I avoid the combos. I don't need the fries. I guess like 65% of the time the fries are just average anyway. They're cold. I don't want them. That's why I avoid the combo meal. Fries overrated.
I have nothing else to say. Rob Parker, by the way, traveling the world literally as we speak, flying from state to state. You know, he's like the president in the amount of flights he starts and stops in, yet somehow won't spend 45 cents.
Did you guys see, I think it was last week, that he had an issue with his flight with, I think it was Frontier Airlines. Oh my God. Then he had the audacity to put on Instagram, "This is what happens when you spend $11 for an airplane ticket."
This guy, Frontier. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm about to say, I've had worked with Rob Parker closely, more closely in the past than I do right now. And waiting on him to travel is terrible because you never know. He may not get there. And matter of fact, my first time on TV, because Rob Parker was stuck in Baltimore on an $11 flight.
First time I did National Solo Radio was when Martin Weiss was stuck in traffic on the way into the office. So it's all coming full circle. Fox Sports Radio, Aaron Torres, Martin Weiss, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, back to the NFL coming up, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.